The real secret of prosperity, wealth, abundance, increase, and overflow is being a sower. You can't get around it. Sowing activates the blessings of God. Along with money coming, when I got it in the supermarket that morning, I didn't know it, but sowing came with money coming, because the first time I revealed this revelation to a large crowd, without asking anything, they start coming to the altar. So the seed is the thing that connects you with God's prosperity and with God's abundance and God's increase. Sowing supernatural purpose is to allow supernatural money to flow into the gospel because of you. Now, what happened when one learned how to tap into the financial grace of sowing? Sowing is a grace, because a lot of time we start thinking that we don't have seed, but the Bible says he gives seed to the sower. And once you make your mind up to become a sower, I think a sowing grace, a sowing anointing, a sowing wisdom, and sowing knowledge will start compiling in your life, that you'll just sow your way out of every financial barricade, every financial barrier, all debts, all lack, all limitation, and you begin to live the life like God wants you to live the life. That's what money coming is all about. Money coming is not about just cars and houses. It's about the Lord's work, that God will have financial agent to use in his great plan of redemption for the whole world. Because when we die, we can't take no money with us. We can't take no house with us. So, but to live the good life, you got to have some prosperity, because everything here costs a lot. God wants you to live a good life. God wants you to have the best, but he wants you to keep your priorities straight. And the priority is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he said, and all these things will be added. And he was talking about the needs and the thing. And then he said, after talking about sowing in Philippians, he get to the 19th verse of the 4th chapter. He says, my God, Paul said, shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, that's not only talking about need. God is not a need God per se. God is a great supplier. And when you begin to sow, there's another S that I want you to. You might, I know you might be thinking I'm talking about the seed. No. You become, God become your source. And when God become your source, God take responsibility for how you come out. Then you live the Abraham life. You live the Isaac life. You live the Jacob life. You live the Solomon life. You live the Job life. On and on. David life. On and on. Because God recognized that you don't have your trust in man. You don't have your trust in a job. You don't have trust in an economic system. You don't have trust in politician, but your trust is in him. And then supernaturally, you begin to live off supernatural finances. Money cometh is how to walk in supernatural finances, by connecting with the right Abraham, sowing your seed consistently, sowing by faith with expectation only from God.